Well, before Europeans drew Australia into its states and territories, our country's Indigenous people followed a different map, encompassing more than 500 clan groups. To recognise our first peoples, proud Gomeroi woman Rachel McPhail is campaigning for Australia Post to add traditional name place names to addresses. And I'm joined now by Rachel. Good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Ali.
So how did you decide to launch this campaign? Why do you think it's so important to recognise these place names?
I was ordering a lot of things online, and I just, as a whim, I guess, thought I'll just give it a go, put my traditional place name, the traditional place name of where I live on my parcel when I was ordering and just see what happened. And when they started arriving, I just took some photos of them and put them on my personal Facebook page. There was a lot of, feedback saying, wow, that's awesome, you know, kind of thing. And then one of my friends suggested to start an Instagram page, specifically for that. So that's what I did, and that's where it's kind of grown from there. I think it's really important because I guess it's just a way that all Australians can celebrate the history of this country. So, and to just kind of raise that awareness that before colonisation, every area on this continent had a different place name, and they're so beautiful as well. So
it kind of started as a bit of a personal protest, and it blew up a little bit. I don't know, did you kind of expect that reaction?
No, not at all. The thing is, I'm studying social work at uni, so they teach us to, to think about the bigger picture or all of the systems within Australia and the world, and to have a look at how those systems impact on minority groups. So because I'm Indigenous, obviously, that's my area of interest, to look at how, systemic racism impacts on First Nations people. So I guess I was just, it's just something, I always just look for little bits and pieces that I can do just in my daily life that can help me to decolonise the way that I live.
Yeah, and I mean, the campaign's Instagram page that you made, it's gone viral, and Australia Post has jumped on board. What was that like? How did that process kind of happen?
It was really cool. Australia Post, they've basically been on board since the beginning. It took them a couple of weeks to get in contact with me, but from that first meeting, they've been supportive and really excited about it, and just literally just so on board and supportive. So it's been really cool. So we've had a couple of meetings with Australia Post. First, it was the Indigenous engagement team, and then some other people within their team have joined in as well, because they had to have some. They did get some stuff in place, in the background, the logistics of it first, before they could kind of come out and publicly endorse it. But they have now. I've still got the petition going because they still haven't kind of committed to creating the database of the traditional place name, and that's probably the biggest and most important part of this. We just need to keep that pressure on.
So how do we sign the petition? How do we get involved?
So if you go over to change.org/traditional place name, the petition's there, and my Instagram page is at place names in addresses with underscores in between all the words.
Righto. And so, as you mentioned before, AusPost have already been supportive. So can we, when we're looking for packages and putting down our addresses, we can put our place names down?
Absolutely. Yep.
That's incredible. Absolutely. Well, make sure we take some photos and send it through to you. Hey, Rachel, thank you so much for taking the time to join me on the show today.
Thanks for chatting with me.
That's Rachel McPhail, the founder of the successful campaign to get Australia Post to recognise Indigenous place names and addresses here in Australia. And, we'll make sure that those links are up online so that you can sign the petition and get a bit more air behind this.